Trump has tried to put the blame for his poor handling of the COVID-19 pandemic on China. But in the end, he still failed to reverse the failure of his re-election bid. His hostility towards China has kept rising. In the waning days of Trump's presidency, right-wing hawks are also trying to make the best use of his remaining time and power to roll out more rash and risky measures to better China, so as to create a fait accompli for successor Biden to inherit. U.S. State Secretary Mike Pompeo's recent announcement of the lifting of all restrictions on contracts between U.S. officials and their Taiwanese counterparts is exactly an example of such effort. Trump's issuance of the executive order prohibiting investment in so-called companies with ties to the Chinese military after the presidential election is another example.